Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Are now into hour number three. I am on the road from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We have Gerald Celente, always informative, joining us. Let's go back to your phone calls right now. Mark in Utah, welcome, sir.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good, sir.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Okay. Hey, I just heard the segment of, with Mankow's, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is backing Mitt Romney. I can't find any proof of that. I'm a member of the church. I've been so since I'm 19. I'm 47 now. The church, everything I'm reading, the scriptures that they have is total anti-needled order. I mean, they even go on to say that the Constitution was inspired by God, that the Founding Fathers were raised up to bring forth this document. It's the greatest document. They even, in the Book of Mormon, they even talk about the secret combinations on how they destroy whole civilizations in ancient America. And they talk about the importance of warning others of these secret combinations. And it just goes on and on how the church is very anti-New World Order. They even tell you to fight against the Church of the Devil. I mean, it's pretty clear.
Yeah, I've got to be honest. I've got to be honest, I'm not really, I couldn't even say an expert on Mormons, but I just know that as far as my listeners go, a disproportionate amount, what Mormons are less than 1% of the population, and I'd say maybe 5% or more of my audience are Mormons, and they all seem to be anti-New World Order and seem to know what's going on more than most people. That's what I'm saying. Then you got Mitt Romney, who's this big New World Order guy, and, they're saying that the Mormon Church is supporting him, but I don't know any Mormon listeners of my show that are supporting him. They seem to all be supporting Ron Paul, but I don't know anybody else that's supporting Mitt Romney. I mean, is anybody seeing Mitt Romney bumper stickers or signs that aren't put up by the campaign? Again, I'm calling all of this as a hoax.
Well, here in Utah, you can see Mitt Romney stickers because a lot of people believe that, he's going to be this great Mormon president. But what they don't realize, he's financed by all the major industries, the military industrial complex, the pharmaceutical industrial complex, the banking industry, and these people don't understand the concept of fascism, and shows like yours are helping people wake up, but there are a lot of people that are drinking the Flora. They're just not figuring this stuff out. But we are warning people, and people are waking up, but just like the rest of the world, there's a lot of people that have eyes, but they're not open. They have ears, but they're not hearing.
Well, it's probably also kind of like a lot of black folks voted for Obama. In fact, a lot of black movie stars have said, just another guy last week, came out and said, hey, I voted for Obama because he's black. I don't care what he does. He's black. I'm voting for him again. And that's like, wow. So vote for him because he's Mormon, or vote for somebody because they're Catholic and you're Catholic, or vote somebody because they're Muslim and you're a Muslim. You got to vote for somebody for what they stand for and what they've done, not what color they are. I mean, I would vote for a black Ron Paul in a second. I would vote for Hispanic Ron Paul in a millisecond. I would vote for an Asian Ron Paul in a second. I would vote for a white Ron Paul in a second. It's about a history of doing what you say you're going to do. Even if I didn't agree with Ron Paul on every issue, which I do, 99.9%. The fact, if I agree with him on 90% of stuff, but he was always consistent, it's the consistency is almost even better than just the fact that he's right on his issues, because you know that he's going to do what he says he's going to do. That's what has value, is the sureness. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, yes, and I totally agree with you. I love your show. You helped me wake up 6 years ago, and I've been telling people about your show ever since. And I've woken up a ton of people. What woke me up was, if there's a war on terror, why are the borders wide open? And I'm so grateful to have come across your show, and I've spread it to so many people, and I just love it.
Well, thank you so much. Good to hear from you, Mark. All right, we got Celente coming up like 6-7 minutes after we come back, so I'm going to try to jam in John, Scott, Joseph, and Walter all together. But regardless, we'll get to all of you. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, got a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
On with us here in about 6 or 7 minutes from now. I want to jam in some more calls before we go to him here in just a second. But first, I do want to tell listeners that not only are these great products and absolutely amazing services, your purchase and support of them also makes the overall radio show, the news websites, the films, all of it possible. So again, expanding on that, we have prisonplanet.tv and 15-day free trials that we're continuing to run to see the nightly news, to see the radio show, not just hear it. All of my films, so many other documentaries, films, 9 years of work, it'll be in April, all at prisonplanet.tv, and also live, we're on the radio, and then of course the nightly news, prisonplanet.tv, 15-day free trials, and then we also have InfoWarsTeam.com, it's how I've lost more than 37 pounds in 3 months, the Tangy Tangerine with the 90 essential minerals, the Mighty 90, and the key vitamins, all in just a couple scoops a day in your water. Tastes great. The Pollen Burst, and, of course, the Rebound, and hundreds of other products. Those are the ones I really love. All available at InfoWarsTeam.com. You can become a distributor and sign up today.
I know because I'm on the road and on via Skype. We got a few glitches today, and I apologize for that, but overall it's great.
Great job of the crew as we try to tweak all this. But I will say that since we went to another system 5 minutes ago, so we can get Gerald Celente on via Skype as well, I may not be able to do it because I'm getting incredible feedback and basically submarine noises and Cylon Raiders invading sounds. This is actually pretty cool though, for like a video game or something. It would be, but it's like, wow, wow, bing, 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 wow, wow, so I can handle this while I take callers. I can handle this noise. I just want to make sure that's not going out over air. Okay, and then when you talk to me, it's unintelligible. It's like a Cylon Raider. But I like this. This is the new. I love all the new fancy equipment. It's like a Cylon Raiders that are attacking from Mars. Good old-fashioned Skype. We can have another Skype guest up. But anyways, let's go ahead. Oh, it's gone. The Cylon Raiders are gone. All right. Let's go back to the calls here. Let's go to John in Georgia. John, thanks for holding. Welcome.
How you doing today?
Good.
Awesome. I have like two things I wanted to tell you about. One, I'm a delegate for Ron Paul for Precinct 6 of Delegate of District 9 in Georgia. And the outcome that we had for support of Ron Paul at the delegate mass precinct meeting was massive. There were all types of people from everywhere supporting Ron Paul. Even when Newt Gingrich came in and gave a speech, Herman Cain was there to introduce him. All the trendies that you talk about that were supporting Ron Paul for the media to cover and like, ooh, look at all the Newt Gingrich supporters, they all left directly before the mass precinct meeting and directly before we got to choose all the delegates. So Ron Paul is winning Georgia as of right now. It's amazing.
Well, that's right, because it's really about the delegate process. So the system's cheating Ron Paul in the votes, but he's just going ahead and taking the delegates, and they're talking about a broker convention. The system is really freaked out by this.
Yeah, and there's something else I want to talk about. When I wrecked my truck about a month ago, it was in the middle of the night, and there were SWAT teams that came by in a tank. And I live in the middle of rural Georgia. And when I asked them, I was like, what are you guys doing? You know, that's a tank. And they were like, well, we're training exercises. And I was like, what are you training for, war? And they all laughed and kind of, you know, didn't pay any attention to me. But I was like, no, really. What are you training for, war? Because I've been listening to your show for like 3 years now, and I knew exactly what they were training for. They're preparing to take our guns.
Yeah, no, what's going on is they're trying to make the police feel basically federalized and feel invincible, and it's about intimidation of the public. They've had police chiefs admit the black uniforms, the ski masks are all for that, and they are trying to take on refuseniks, people that don't turn their farms and ranches over when the property tax, you know, gets tripled, people that, you know, are going to be forced off their land, and they're training with an iron fist to attack rural areas. The thing is, if it ever goes to civil war, people aren't going to wait for the armored vehicle, you know, the Marine fighting vehicle, the warrior vehicle, or the Bradley to show up. People are going to go out and find people that work for the system. And so that needs to be understood. We're not just going to wait for you to come firebomb our house and, you know, send in your combat robot or whatever it is. It's not going to work that way. And so, yeah, they're trying to hype the cops up, you know, to feel invincible, and, you know, festoon themselves in body armor suits and the rest of it. And nothing can stop initiative. And no amount of robots or any of it's going to stop anybody if this goes to civil war, other than their super bioweapons. And then that kills most people above ground.
Out of ground later, whoever survives, he's remember, it's the globalists that did it. Anything else, sir?
Thank you very much for doing your radio show and all of your TV. And we're really, really supporting you here in Georgia. Just giving a shout out to you. Thank you very much.
Well, God bless you, my friend. Folks, should I go to another caller before we go to Celente? Okay, thank you. It was kind of cool now. Now I complained about the Cylon Raider thing, and now I kind of liked it. It's like awesome sounds. You know that sonar sound? It was that sound with like all sorts of other stuff. I don't know how computers make such cool noises, but it's like whatever language these things have got, it's like really weird. Let's go ahead and talk to... Actually, all these crazy screw-ups, they have kind of been entertaining for me. I hope it's been entertaining for the audience. We're beta testing stuff. It's like NASA here. Let's talk to Scott in Texas. Scott, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, real quick. It seems odd to me that Iran and the other nations that are on the hit list would just sit back and wait to be annihilated by the U.S. military. Seems to me like they would be going after these banking families with their intelligence agencies to try to prevent what they're doing behind, you know, behind closed doors.
Well, you know who founded the CIA. It's who founded the OSS with the Brits in 1947. It's on record. I mean, they've even made historical films like The Good Shepherd put out by Robert De Niro, where the CIA is set up from top to mid-level by Skull and Bones people. And then that set up the other 15 agencies, and it's all from Yale and Harvard and Princeton, and they're all sent to get Rhodes scholarships and be taught by British intelligence, and they're funded by the Rothschilds and others. And so all these agencies are run by the dope smuggling, you know, globalists. The British East India Company, Skull and Bones, got set up by that. And so at the top, and they operate with total secrecy, and then they put in hitmen and people below them, and then they just operate. So that's why, despite all that, we've had the last two Joint Chiefs of State,
before that, the head of CENTCOM, say no to an Iran attack and no to Cheney attacking our own ships. You know, Ray McGovern, when he said, look for them to stage a Strait of Hormuz with fake patrol boats attacking our ships. And then it turned out right as he was saying that, 3 years later, Cy Hirsch writes about White House sources with the exact thing. And, of course, McGovern's like, oh, I'm just guessing that's it. No, I mean, a real former top CIA analyst like he was to Reagan and Bush will always say, oh, it's just my hunch. He has sources, folks.
But it did come out that that was the whole plan. So the military did say, and the Navy SEALs did say, no, we're not going to go up and attack our own ship. They're like, oh, just shoot some rockets at it. It'll be all right. You know, the hull is strong enough to take them. And they're like, well, what if we get blown away by the ship? And they're just like, do it. And they said no. So that's why they're going to drones and robots. They're just going to paint drones up like Iranian aircraft or Russian in the future and fly them into buildings again. And then where are we then?
Why doesn't the Iranian intelligence agency or the Pakistani, why don't they go after these banking families? Because they know that the U.S.
Oh, is that what you said? Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. Your audio is higher now. Oh, so I'm corrected. You're saying, why doesn't the Iranian? And I thought you said ours.
The U.S. military to come blow them off the map. And they have very good intelligence services, but it seems like they're just totally ignoring the Rothschild banking family and all those families that somebody like Fritz Springmeier, you know, brings to light.
Yeah, I stand corrected. Your audio was low. I missed what you said. That's a good question. Why don't the Russians, the Chinese, the Iranians go after the global heads? The Russians, I'm not saying are perfect, but they do pay people to have kids, the opposite of eugenics. They have arrested most of the oligarchs and just became oligarchs themselves. And it turned out most of them did work for the Rothschilds. That's even been adjudicated in court in England a few weeks ago. The Rothschilds were suing folks over saying that. But it was proven in court that they really are puppet masters. And I think it's because they're so infiltrated, and they also know if you do try that, they would just go ahead and nuke Iran and wouldn't care one way or another. You see, the bankers have the space-based weapons. They have the nukes. They have it all. And so that's why they're so arrogant. But at a certain point, if Iran, Russia, and again, China, who's deeply in bed with the Illuminati,
the wild card. Heavily infiltrated, heavily corrupt, but not from my deep study. Under the Soviets, it was more connected to the New World Order than it is now. Things have really gotten out of control for the globalists. That's why they're trying to overthrow Russia right now. And I'm not saying if Russia could defeat the New World Order, they'd be nice either. This is the nature of corruption. But Russia, that's certainly going on, sir. Anything else?
Love the show.
Well, we love you, my friend. We love you, the great listeners out there that are taking action. We're going to go to break here in a moment. So we get Gerald Celente on with us, and then we will continue with your phone calls. And again, the crew's doing a wonderful job. It is quite a trick to be able to have him via Skype and me via Skype, as we got several backups here.
And so we're going to come back after break. Remember, the system's censoring everything we're doing, trying to block us. They're censoring Ron Paul. Redouble your efforts on Ron Paul and getting the word out about InfoWars.com and this hardcore radio transmission. There's none other like it on Earth. And please, make hay while the sun shines. Help spread the word today before...
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
If you're having any problems with the IRS or a local revenue agency, I understand and I can help. I'm tax attorney Tony Dennison. When I was a kid, the IRS came after my mother's house because of mistaken information. Ever since then, I've dedicated my life to defending people in trouble with the IRS. I'm a real tax attorney, which means I have two law degrees, a standard law degree known as a JD, and a tax law degree known as a Master's of the Laws in Taxation. I've been practicing for 10 years, and I've helped many of your fellow citizens in tax trouble. If you're in tax trouble, you don't need to be alone, and you don't need to call one of those fake lawyer clearinghouses. Call me, Tony Dennison, at Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141, or on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com. It may be the best call you make all year. Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141, and again, on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Jimmy Vaughn, another Ron Paul supporter patriot from Austin, Texas. I saw Jimmy a couple weeks ago. We had a little snack. And I was twisting his arm to come in and play some acoustic songs for us. Maybe he'll do that. If you're out there listening, Jimmy, But going to Gerald Celente for the balance of this hour, joining us via video Skype as well. I'm on the road from Baton Rouge. Gerald, out of the gates, I want to get into the world economy. I want to get into all the huge developments we're seeing take place. But what do you make of Ron Paul and the fact that they admit they didn't count all the counties where he was leading in the polls in Maine, cheated him in Iowa? Ron Paul's saying, yeah, we're contesting this, but I think Ron Paul should make a bigger deal out of this. What do you think of what's going on with Ron Paul?
Well, it's what's been going on for a long time. Remember the go back to the Kennedy election, for God's sakes, when they rigged it in Illinois. You know, the place where Obama's from. Go back to 2000. You remember the election in the hanging chads in Florida, the corruption in Ohio, the votes they didn't count in Iowa. I mean, come on. Doesn't anybody get it by now? And one of the problems I have with Ron Paul is that he doesn't fight back hard enough. And so it's just business as usual. But before I continue, Alex, I want to let you know, I just came back from Calgary, Canada, this morning, and I did a talk up there, and I want you to know that you have a load of fans up there. Everywhere I went, people were coming up to me, and so many of them said, please say hello to Alex Jones for me. They love your show.
Well, thank you. It is really an indicator of how many people are awake just by how anywhere I go, including here in Baton Rouge. I've had people come up to me last night and today, and I haven't run into very many people. This looks like it's a sparsely populated area where I'm at, but about half the folks I've walked by, it turns out, are listeners or are familiar, and I know you're running into that yourself. So it shows there's this paradox of awakening happening. But at the same time, the system's playing like that's not happening, and it's business as usual. So where do you see this going, Gerald?
Well, the important thing is look who comes up to you, and a lot of people that come up to me. You know, they call these young people Generation Zero. I don't. I call them Generation Courage. Those are the people. You know, this is different than the old feudal days, Alex, when the kings and queens of commerce had a lot of uneducated peasants out there that they could keep grinding into the dirt. These are very educated young people. They're aware. They know what's coming down and what's going on. And they're the ones that are tuned in, and they're the ones that are going to make the difference. Because people my age, I mean, they've given up already. You know, they've sold out, they've been bought out, or they're down and out. So they don't have the fight anymore. So it's your audience and my audience that are going to make the difference. They don't want to take anybody's baloney, and they're educated enough to know what's going on. So as you began this in talking about, oh, they're having trouble, you know, counting ballots. Yeah, what's new? You know, the same political corruption gang is in control. And as I keep saying, as we're moving closer to this election, idiots are going to say, well, you know, I'm going to vote for this one or that one because they're the lesser of two evil. What self-respecting adult would vote for a lesser of two evil? Oh, it's nice getting screwed just a little bit and not a lot. So, no, the change is taking place, and it's going on globally. So, answer your question, what's going on globally? Go back to the Trends Journal a year ago, last spring. The first great war of the 21st century. How much do they have to keep beating the people down? Look what's going on in Greece. It's a harbinger. Yeah, I mean, everybody knows the deal. Let's make this really straight. Okay, little boys and girls out there in mainstream media land, that just by accident you may be listening today, what they call bailouts, they're not bailouts. What they are, it's more debt. You have a first mortgage, you couldn't pay that, they gave you a second mortgage. Oh no, we'll change it. We'll call it a home equity loan. You couldn't pay the home equity loan, and if you didn't take your house and you're a country, they give you a third loan, a fourth loan, a fifth loan. It's more money to the loan sharks. All of these austerity measures are one thing and one thing only. It's the loan sharks, the money changers, want more money to pay off their debts.
Exactly. Stay there. We'll be back and talk more about that straight ahead and more with Gerald Celente. TrendsResearch.com. I'm Alex Jones with PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Of topics and get Gerald Celente's take on it. The TSA now operating in major cities like Dallas, you name it, doing the grope down there. And now they're saying, hey, we're not going to let you opt out. They're not announcing it, but they're doing it. You will go through a scanner and be groped. And we're going to do it on the side of the highway. I want to get into that with him. But as we went to break, he was getting more into this awakening. But, you know, the term Yankee Doodle was, if you study history, was a red coat insult against the colonist rebels. A Yankee dandy was basically, it meant an effeminate man in a fancy outfit. Okay? A Yankee doodle dandy. So it was a big insult. It was saying effeminate men dressed up like women. Basically, it was a sexual reference. And so the colonists said, you know what, we'll just take that name from you. We're Yankee Doodle Dandies. Watch how dandy we are. Watch what we do to you. Okay, watch how we stomp your guts into the ground. And so they call young people Generation Zero. And I agree, those plugged into the New World Order, they have become zero. But zero is where you start over. Zero is where you begin. The globalists are minus a trillion. And sure, the young people are zero. They can decide they're going to go up or down. They're at that equilibrium point. That's what I have to say on that point. So I think we should take their insult name, telling younger generations like Generation X or millennialist or anybody else that they're trash, and say, you know what, you're trash, and I'm going to make something of myself no matter what you tell me. I don't need your Ritalin, your Prozac. You may have shipped my jobs to China or Mexico, but I'm going to make the new economy. Gerald Celente.
No, you're right. Zero is starting from the beginning. And again, it's generation courage. And every young person out there, please understand that you create the future, and that anyone that tells you that you don't is trying to rob you of your dignity, your self-respect, and your courage. And they're trying to enslave your soul and deny from you the God that lives within you, or the God that you believe in. You create the future, and if you let them create the future for you, you're not going to like it. Like you take this guy, Rick Santorum, talking about God and about his, I'm sick and tired of these phony Christian BSers. I've had it up to here. I'm sick of this phony little altar boy, Rick Santorum, telling me about Satan and what I have to believe. Here, Ricky, check this one out the next time you use Jesus Christ's name in vain. He wouldn't bother on. You got it? He wouldn't start on a war, you little chicken hawk, with the size of cojones, about the size of a moth, a little smaller. Jesus Christ wouldn't kill other people because you don't like them, Junior. So what I'm telling the young people out there is to listen to what they're hearing and create the future that you want.
Well, very well said, Gerald. Look, I personally am a Christian. I have a real relationship with God. And I know you're... No, but I want to expand on what you're saying. You look at him, you can tell he's at it. He has. Well, you can tell it's totally fake.
You can see him vote for the Patriot Act. You can see him support bailouts. It's all talk with these guys. It's all a big joke. It's like Newt Gingrich
saying he's a Christian when he wrote stuff bad about Christians decades ago. To them, it's all an act. To them, it's totally fake. And, you know, you don't hear him talking about how the CIA is using Al-Qaeda in the Arab Spring. No, it's all talk with Santorum. It's all about selling out our sovereignty. And it's disgusting. It is disgusting to see them use religion on people. I agree with you.
Yeah. And all of them. Rick Perry, Herman Cain, Michelle Bachmann. Remember, they all come up with that line, God told me to run. Hey, guess what? God struck out 0 for 3, you know? I mean, who are these people? Enough of this Jesus selling. Yeah, it's a lot of crap. But anyway, moving forward, Alex, gold prices, as we speak, just shot up $20 an ounce. Gee, wonder why. Oh, isn't this brilliant? I got a good one for you. Let's put sanctions on Iran, start tightening up the oil spigot, and all of a sudden, what's... oil selling for now? Oh, $122 a barrel, Brent crude. Hey, brilliant, man. Go back 10 years ago. What was it selling for? Gee, son of a gun. $20 a barrel? You mean to tell me that oil's gone up $100 a barrel? You mean to tell me in 10 years gold gone up from $280 an ounce to $1,780 an ounce?
Well, that's actually a six-fold increase in oil. That's a almost six-fold increase. Gold, what is it, a seven-fold increase, eight-fold?
So that's what you have. Now the little CNBC sellouts, you know, those guys that bow down, suck up, and eat up anything that they have to keep pumping up the markets. You know, they used to call people like me gold bugs. Why did gold and oil go up? No. It's not demand. That's only a small part of it. It's because they're devaluing the dollar. They're driving everybody into slavery. That's right. Because now interest rates are down near zero. You're being forced to put your money into these baloney equity markets. And all of you older people out there that are on Social Security, you're not going to get cost of living increases. Why not? I'll tell you why not. Because there's no inflation. I just made that oil number up, right? Because they don't add food and fuel into the core inflation index. They're devaluing the dollar, and like any good fascist country, they're cooking the numbers. Oh, and talking about fascism, you heard me say it, Alex, from the beginning. I said anyone that's calling, and this is going on for years, anyone that's calling Obama a communist, a Marxist, a socialist, you got it wrong. The merger of state and corporate powers, by definition, is called fascism. And what did Ron Paul say a couple of days ago? America's turning fascist. That's right. They're ready to enslave you. And if you don't fight back now, Jack, you're dead.
Well, Ron Paul has come out and said the CIA's had a coup in America and brings the drugs in. He has said that it's turning fascist and it's accelerating, and it is. And it's, you know, the good news is there's a silver lining in the bad. At least now we've been validated, we've been made credible. And folks, if they do actually attack Iran on the low side, oil's going to probably go to $200 a barrel, which will kill our economy for five, 6 months. It might go to $300. If they actually shut down the Strait of Hormuz, the effects of this, and now, as I said they would do, Gerald, they're hyping terror attacks in America and putting armed guards outside federal buildings, including Social Security offices, harassing citizens and saying Iran's going to attack. I think a false flag is really in the cards ahead of an attack on Iran unless we get the word out on it.
I agree. I've been going to your site. I've been seeing the great work that you've been doing, particularly the one about, oh yeah, they're going to bomb the Statue of Liberty. Oh yeah, right. That's the Washington Monument, you know, and then the White House. I mean, come on. And you know how they do it all the time? Every time that there's an anniversary of something, all of a sudden they close down the highways. They have checkpoints everywhere. It's fascism. That's all it is. Let's call a spade a spade. And America has turned fascist, as I predicted. And as I also forecast in the Trends Journal years ago, when they first started these bailouts, it's there for everybody to see. I said when the bailouts fail, the recovery is no recovery. The next thing they will do is take you to war. And they're ready to take us to war against Iran. And if we go to war against Iran, it's the beginning of World War III. So get out those yellow ribbons. Put up those flags. You're going to buy, they bought into it before, and they'll buy into it again. You know, Alex, I heard Michelle Obama out there last week going to troops and telling them to eat their broccoli and eat healthy. Oh, that's right, Michelle. So they could send them over to another fake war to get their arms blown off, their brains blown out, so that fascism could continue on the course that we've set. Because we are moving into the first great war of the 21st century. And if people don't stand up and speak out and stop it, it's going to be a terrible future.
All right. Let me put something out here. Exactly. It's like we're going to have you clean the tank cannons and the tank guns that are full of DU, that's a death dose without even a gas mask on or without even a breathing mask, even though our own manual says it's going to kill you. It'll take 10, 15 years, but it will. But eat your broccoli. And we're going to steal your death benefits, which they signed secret deals 12 years ago to do. But because we say we love you and, oh, thank you for your service, thank you for your service. It's all this fakeness as the criminals, just like they wrap themselves in Jesus, they wrap themselves in the troops. But you mentioned an article 2 days ago by Kurt Nemo. I think the guys have their microphone open there at the network, guys. Continuing, sorry. Former CIA boss says Iran will attack Statue of Liberty. And I didn't even cover this 2 days ago. When Kurt first wrote the article, and it was linked all over the news, you know, them saying this like it was serious. I've seen James Woolsey speak at UT in person. I've watched him on the news. He has absolutely no credibility and comes off like a scam artist, con artist. If I was going to hire somebody in a movie to play the part of a disingenuous scam artist, or something, I would have somebody like James Woolsey as the character. And here he is. They want to blow up the Statue of Liberty, this archetypal image of what the bad guys are going to do. Gerald, give us your take on that, because, I mean, you mentioned it. It is so ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a false flag. Hey, Alex, you know that Saddam Hussein?
And that's what I thought might have been going on with the back talk and chatter. Did we lose Gerald Celente?
No, I'm here. You hear me? Hello? Hello, Alex. You know, when you mentioned Woolsey, whatever his name is, I mean, they're all scam artists. Look at the guy that's the head of the CIA now, Petraeus, the New York Times. He was the former general that was going to win Afghanistan. They used to say that, oh, he had a Boy Scout charm. Oh, isn't that wonderful, a Boy Scout charm? Just what you need. It's all a con game. Look at the meetings that they have over in Brussels as they're raging Greece into poverty. You see Christine Lagarde, the head of the IMF, all of these other flunkies. They have red carpets rolled out for them. No, the whole thing is a charade, and that's what people need to know. And you mentioned, you know, I was thinking of the word when you hear Santorum. This other guy over there, Christie, over in New Jersey. All these people talking about Jesus Christ, Perry, Bachman, all of them. Gingrich, you know what they are? They're Jesus freaks. Because Jesus would freak out if he saw what they were doing in the name of his good name and how they're degrading it. So I want to make this clear, Alex. You're looking at gold prices going up. You're looking at oil prices going up, and if people aren't prepared for what's going to happen next, it's their fault. And I'm making it very clear, I do not give financial advice, but if you have your money in the bank, if you think Charlie Schwab is taking care of you, you deserve what you get if your dough isn't in your pocket, or for me, in precious metals.
Gerald, you're absolutely right. Continue breaking down where you see this going, because, I mean, again, seeing that Gerald, you've been accurate predicting what they're doing, and they come up with these cartoonish type deals. I remember Fox News 6 years ago showed images from, that was Independence Day, where the aliens were blowing up all the monuments. And they actually showed a video from the film with the alien craft blowing up the Liberty Tower. But the tower wasn't even called Liberty, so they called it Liberty Tower, even though the building wasn't called that, because it sounded better, and then showed the building blowing up and said, Al-Qaeda wants to blow up Liberty Tower. They want to blow up Liberty. I mean, they go to the most sophomoric Hollywood, you know, popcorn deal, Al-Qaeda, who openly works for these same criminal bankers, and the CIA, Mossad, MI6, Al-Qaeda is going to blow up the Statue of Liberty with just no evidence. And it's a guy that looks so shifty, he makes Eddie Haskell and Hitler look like good guys.
Well, again, you mentioned the word Hollywood, and that's all politics is. It's show business for ugly people. How could Americans have any respect for themselves when they look at the cast of clowns in the presidential reality show that are going to tell them how to run their lives? Oh, by the way, the other term I've had it with are these people calling themselves lawmakers. Hey, listen, Junior, I don't need anybody to make any more laws for me. So when you look at what's going on, it is. It's Hollywood. It's one cheap show. And we've proven, Alex, we sent out a trend alert about a month ago. We did a major story. Here it is in the Trends Journal. The thorium alternative. You know how they're screaming about Iran is going to have a nuclear facility, and from that they could make, with that depleted, with the uranium, they could turn it into weapons. Well, here's a story. When they began nuclear power back in the late 50s and 60s, they had two alternatives to go to: uranium or thorium. With uranium, the waste byproduct, the feedstock, could be used to make nuclear weapons. Now, those old enough of us old enough to remember, that was during the height of the Cold War, when the imbeciles had you hiding under desks as a little kid or putting
in... Stay there, Gerald. Sorry to interrupt. Come back and explain that they chose uranium because that was going to be the byproduct of the weapons industry instead of the thorium, which they can't make nuclear weapons out of and is a lot safer. On the other side with Gerald Celente, and I do intend to try to jam in a few phone calls as well. We'll be right back. His website's trendsresearch.com.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need to know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Thank you.
We are back live. I'm on the road. Carol Celente joins us via video connection and Skype audio for radio listeners from Channel 166 XM to over 100 AM and FM affiliates. And I do want to try to get to some of these calls, but I know we can't do too much overdrive. Gerald was very kind to come on despite the fact he just got off an airplane this morning. Gerald, you were explaining the difference between the types of reactors they could have built versus the uranium-based systems.
That's right. So that really, by going with thorium, you can't use it to make the waste product. You can't use to make a nuclear weapon. So, of course, back in the 60s, when the whole world was, you know, the Cold War was going on, they wanted to make nuclear weapons. Well, now in China, in India, in Brazil, in the Czech Republic, they're all developing nuclear power plants with the eye toward thorium. So we can all chill out now if Iran simply goes with thorium rather than nuclear. Is it ready to go? No, but it's almost ready to go. So if the United States, for example, that just spent $1 trillion fighting an immoral war, killing 1 million people, killing 5,000 of our people and wounding mentally and physically another couple of 100,000 and destroying an entire country, would help Iran go thorium, as we should also be doing with our nuclear power plants. The psychopaths, the Netanyahus, the Obamas, the Clintons, the Santorums, the Romneys, all of these psychopaths that want to go to war won't have an excuse. Not that excuse, because Iran would not be able to use the waste materials from thorium to create a nuclear bomb. And I want one message here, again, why thorium is so much better. And again, this is from the Trends Journal. Thorium is 4 times more plentiful worldwide than uranium. It produces more than 100 to 300 times more energy that can be coaxed from an equal volume of uranium. It yields less than 1% of the toxic waste. In energy generation reaction, as much as 99% of the thorium can be consumed, compared to typically 2% or less of uranium that goes into generating plants.
So they went with that to tie us to the weapon system, and it just shows how this managed fascist economy is killing us, and they don't want to be friends with everybody. They want to use us to set up an abusive global corporatist world government that's destroying our own internal country and doing it with our money. It's incredible. How do we get rid of these crooks, Gerald?
Again, the only way I see is through direct democracy. We cannot have a gang in the United States of 535 telling us what to do. They're ruining our lives. Again, turn on the television tonight. Watch the great debate. And you see Santorum. How come Gingrich doesn't bring Callista out there when he's doing his debate? I mean, whoever saw a cheap act like that? You know, I just did a talk in Calgary. If I was married, the last thing I'd want was my wife standing next to me as I'm giving a speech with this plastic blonde helmet on and looking up at me adorably. How can anybody believe this crap?
Well, here's the good news. That woman looks even more plastic and snake-like than him. She's another social climber, kind of like Limbaugh's wife. So I think they're really, really, really good for each other. Gerald, I know you got to go, but do a few more minutes with us. I want to just hear about a few of the other trends you've got and jam in two quick questions. Back in.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.